If you've recovered from COVID-19 or unknowingly been exposed to it, you may have antibodies that could help COVID-19 patients. Donate blood and receive testing for COVID-19 antibodies. Visit Vitalant.org today.
A different future starts with you. That's why GoDaddy does more than help you find a name. You can create, sell, and get found online so any small business can make a change. We need a new generation of thinking, your way of thinking. Start different at GoDaddy.com.
This is an ode to Napa cabbage. Of all the cabbages on all the cabbage farms, only you have the crisp crunch worthy of our Bibigo Korean dumplings. No other cabbage would do, because no other cabbage tastes like you. We love you, Napa cabbage. Just don't tell Green Onion. Napa cabbage, one of many obsessively crafted ingredients in every hearty, flavorful Korean dumpling from Bibigo. Go handcrafted. Go Bibigo. Authentic Korean dumplings now in the freezer aisle.
This is Podco Media Networks.
It's the Innovation Podcast with Mark Reed Edwards and Garnett Harriman. Let's start the show.
Hi, it's Mark. We're back with Tommy Williams, who runs the startup food company Tommy's Superfoods. This time we delve into macro trends surrounding veggies, processed foods, and when Tommy's food will appear in my favorite grocery store. We recorded this before Tommy's was introduced at Wegmans, and I tell you, seeing his stuff in the freezer at my local Wegmans made me happy. Let's finish our fun chat with Tommy.
One thing that, as I look at the food market and some of the conversations we've had on this podcast, that plant-based is the hot new trend. And do you think you benefit from operations like Beyond Meat and Impossible Burger, which both sing the virtues of plant-based food? Has that helped you?
Well, so I think that we are definitely riding this like macro trend that people want to eat more vegetables. And they're starting to say, why should I eat more vegetables? And why should I be plant-based? And what am I eating? What am I putting in my body?
Yeah.
So I think those things are definitely helping us for sure. And it will continue to grow and get stronger. I mean, that's not going anywhere. You know, I think that what's going on, so yes, I think that stuff is helping us. I think for us, I think there'll be, you know, I could be wrong, but I think that there, a lot of that stuff, and I'm not speaking directly to, you know, I'm not looking at the, what's in a Beyond Burger at the moment, but a lot of that stuff is really, you know, is a lot of really interesting ingredients and seems to be really processed. And I think there'll be some interesting, you know, I think John Mackey came out, you know, the CEO of Whole Foods, he came out on something last week, a week before about, you know, that he's been a, and don't quote me on this, I don't have it in front of me, but that he's been a vegan, I think, since the 60s. And, you know, he doesn't eat any of that stuff. He just eats vegetables. And so I think that there'll be some of that sort of interesting push too, as people start to try to eat healthier and understand what they're putting in their bodies. And yeah, I think there's definitely some benefit for us. I mean, it's kind of a funny, you know, I always make a lot of jokes, you know, we're doing a really old fashioned thing in a sense. I mean, we're like, you know, we're growing vegetables, we're making them taste good, and then we're eating vegetables. And that's what people have been doing since the beginning of time, but we're just doing it. We're making it easy for people and making it interesting and putting it out there.
And that whole word processed is an interesting word, because frozen food was probably the original processed food 60 years ago or so that, you know, that was, you know, had preservatives and was frozen. That was part of the process. And to do it right, in such a kind of pure whole way like you are, is a step definitely in the right direction.
Well, definitely. And the funny thing, we say, I was saying process, you know, process means a lot of different things. And there's a process in every single food product that you buy at the grocery store or that you're ending up to put in your body. I mean, everything is processed in some way. And I guess what I was speaking to is, you know, excessive ingredients and sort of, you know, other stuff like that, which is sort of just a, just an interesting observation, I guess, is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I totally agree. The original quote unquote process, and that's part of what we're battling, to be honest with you too. You know, the perception of like TV dinners that you like cut with a knife and the food doesn't cut because it has so many preservatives in it. You know, that's some of what frozen was battling for so long, the perception of overprocessed, over sodium, fake ingredients, fake colors, you know, and it's evolving to where there's some really great stuff out there. There's other brands doing fantastic stuff. You know, we're doing some really fantastic products on the market for people.
Yeah.
And that's part of the innovation wave of frozen, is that more people are coming back to the freezer because they're saying, you know, oh, this is really interesting. And younger generations weren't exposed to all that heavily processed, you know, stuff out there in the marketplace. And so they don't even, you know, there's a whole generation of people that they don't even think of it as that. They think of it as, oh, that's good food and it's just more convenient. You know, and I think that that's a, that will continue to help us as that continues to grow.
Yeah. And then there's the whole GMO, non-GMO issue. And, you know, that can be controversial. And, you know, Beyond Burger is non-GMO and Impossible Burger has GMO in it. So it's kind of interesting. It's not just the process. It's all also what kinds of ingredients go in.
Yeah, definitely. And that's part of, you know, we visit with all of our growers all around the world and we source the absolute world's best vegetables. We grow mm-hmm. the world's best vegetables. And there's so much time and energy that goes into what we do. And, you know, I think that this all kind of goes into that whole kind of umbrella of processed food versus non-processed food. And, you know, the best ingredients are the best for you and they also taste the best.
Yeah. When are you going to come to Wegmans though? That's what I want to know.
Oh, you know, we're actually launching Wegmans in October, actually. Yeah.
Awesome.
That's one. That's funny. Yeah. That's a great retailer, no doubt. And it's one that we've been working on for a while and slowly got to take our time with. And yeah, we're launching a new, brand new flavor, actually. They'll be first to market with it. It's our new Asian fusion blend. And it has they're launching a few others too, but that will be one of the first homes for that new product. It has a non-GMO tamari and sesame oil and, you know, 10 different just fantastic, you know, broccoli and mukamame and all kinds of stuff. I'm really excited about it. It'll be a nice addition to our line.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, end of October though. So yeah, you'll have to.
Yeah, I will buy stock a few up.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah,
I told Tyler Lorenzen, the guy who runs Puris, which produces pea protein for Beyond Burgers, and I told him that peas are my favorite frozen vegetable because they hold up to frozen processes. Right, so they're much easier to heat up. And unlike, you know, beans and some other things, and I'm just talking regular bagged frozen vegetables, not your stuff, that they hold up much better under that freezing process.
Yeah. So I think that, so this is funny. I totally agree with you. Peas are my favorite, one of my favorite vegetables. And this actually our company really, you know, I used to buy a bag of frozen peas, a bag of frozen carrots, a bag of frozen broccoli. And I would, in college, I'd mix it all together and I would season it with one of our seasonings that we ended up selling later on. So it's something that I'd make and then we'd use it. And then later it became one of the seasonings that we sold for a little while. But so that's our vegetable medley product, basically. And so that was our first product that we decided to do. And that was born because I bought that broccoli I was telling you about earlier. And I thought, oh, this is horrible. Like what I used to make myself was 100 times better. And so then it happened. And it was all born really because of my love for peas like you. And so that's a funny thing there.
If you've recovered from COVID-19 or unknowingly been exposed to it, you may have antibodies that could help COVID-19 patients. Donate blood and receive testing for COVID-19 antibodies. Visit Vitalant.org today.
Can you tell me about the product line that you have and what kinds of veggies you freeze, how you freeze them, and, you know, just the whole product line? That would be great to hear.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so we have, I'm sure you're familiar with individually quick frozen, but everything mm-hmm. is essentially, you know, frozen. It's quickly blanched and frozen individually. And then we bring everything together and we blend it with, you know, right now we have 10 different products with 30 different vegetables or something like that. And so mm-hmm. we blend everything with extra virgin olive oil or something similar. And then one of our seasoning blends that we've developed, we blend it all together. It's called enrobing at the factory. And essentially what we're doing is we're blasting it with the seasoning and the olive oil. And so it's really interesting, actually. We believe that it kind of encrusts into the vegetable much better than, say, like if you were at home and you bought a bag of peas and you wanted to season it, you dump the peas in, you dump some seasoning on it, and then a bunch of the seasoning burns off in the pan. And if you look at our product, we're blast freezing it with the seasoning and the olive oil, and the flavors are being kind of encrusted into the vegetables there, and you don't lose any of the seasoning, and the flavors really come out. But yeah, so we've got all kinds of different blends. I mean, we've got our cauliflower, everything's non-GMO too, non-GMO verified. But we've got a super greens, you know, it's we've actually went through a big relaunch of all of our formulas, and some really exciting stuff's coming out. But we just added apple cider vinegar into our Super Greens blend, which I'm really excited about bringing out there. It kind of adds this wonderful sweetness to the blend, and that's kale, spinach, and Swiss chard. And and we have a cauliflower with green beans. We get that vegetable medley, which is the broccoli, peas, and carrots. And I kind of joke that that's kind of like our vanilla ice cream. You know, it's the one that people are comfortable trying before they try one of the funky ones, you know, because there's some familiarity to it. You know, we've got our root vegetable blend. We have the new Asian fusion that's launching at Wegmans. We're kind of doing it all, really. You know, there's a brand new line I can't talk about right now that we're planning on launching out in the springtime that we put a lot of effort and energy into. That'll be really exciting also. But, you know, keeping vegetables, you know, whole and tasty and delicious, but just continuing to try to innovate and bring new flavors and new ways to eat your vegetables, you know, to your house.
Yeah. So is there anything in your future plans other than, you know, the plans for the spring and also for starting up at Wegmans that you can share? Any ideas that you've got?
Well, you know, everything is so crazy, it's hard to think out, you know, too far, to be totally honest with you. But, you know, we're constantly working on new retailers out there in the market. You know, we got a lot of new retailers for the springtime that we're working on. We got some big new accounts starting this fall in a lot of markets around the U.S. You know, we're just trying to continue to innovate, develop and launch new products kind of one day at a time, and then continue to get into more stores and develop that shelf space and develop our relationships with our retailers. But, you know, it's really, you know, there's something really special going on in frozen, and particularly in frozen vegetables. And, you know, like we spoke earlier, these big macro trends of vegetables are good for you and why are they good for you? And, you know, I should be eating more of them, you know, are really important, and they're out there, and, you know, we're trying to fill that void for people. And it's an exciting time to be doing what we're doing, you know. We got some great retail partners supporting the vision and who we are and what we're doing. And yeah, just out there hustling every day.
Well, Tommy, it was great to have you here. You've got a great story to tell, and I really enjoyed hearing it. And I'm sure our audience will love hearing it as well. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks. It was wonderful.
Thanks for joining Garnett and Mark on the Innovation Podcast. Visit theinnovationpodcast.co to subscribe and listen to other episodes.